It's great to see so much of our parish family here today as we begin the Triduum. Also, a special thanks to my brother clergy who showed up. We have no shortage of clergy tonight at St. Thomas More. We have our four deacons. So we have our four deacons and also Father John and Father Ken as we celebrate tonight these great mysteries of faith. Also like to give a special welcome to my parents. I know my mom hates that, but it's good to have my mom and dad here with us tonight praying as well. Tonight's about sign, tonight's about symbol. There's so many signs and symbols that go on here on Holy Thursday. I know one of my favorite signs when I was a kid was when my parents would ask me a question and I would do this. Right? And it could mean anything, like, where's your brother? What happened to my favorite plate? Right? What about that homework assignment? Did you finish it? Right? It can mean so many different things. But signs and symbols are a part of our culture. They're a part of who we are. I'd invite my volunteers I talked to before Mass to come up. I have another sign I want to share. Another sign that represents something else. Thank you guys very much for your help. Why don't you reach in here and let's grab our prop for tonight. How about this sign? Y'all, both of you are going to need to hold it up. What is it?
It's a flag.
What kind of flag? Here, hold it up. Hold it up so everybody can see it. One of you on this side. Come here. One of you on this side. It's an American flag, right? What does it mean? What is it? Is it? Well, oh, yeah. That's good. That's really good. That's a good little brother right there. It's a sign, a symbol of what?
It's the symbol of
The United States of America. In the morning when you guys pledge allegiance, what do you pledge allegiance to? Do you go, oh, we pledge allegiance to this flag because it is awesome and amazing? Is that what you do?
No,
it's a sign of what?
It's a sign
of the republic for which it stands, right? For the republic for which it stands. This, my friends, is a sign, a symbol of our great nation. It's a sign of liberty. It's a sign of freedom. It's a sign of all of the hard work that's gone in through centuries to allow this country to be what it is. It's a sign of the great variation and the variety of the people that are gathered together. It's a sign and symbol of this country. It's not actually the United States of America, right? You didn't like fold that up? You can't like put that in your pocket?
No,
it's a sign. It's a symbol. But how is tonight different? The sign and the symbols that we have tonight actually are what they signify. They're the mysteries of our faith. They're the sign and the symbol of Christ's love. But you guys bilingual, you understand the gospel?
Yes.
You got it? So Jesus did what to the disciples?
He washed
their feet. It's a sign of service. It's our Lord Jesus saying to us, I'm doing this for you. Now you go forth and do the same for others. What's another sign that we celebrate on this night? I'll give you a hint. You're pointing again. What sign is it? It's going to happen right here on the altar. It's the Eucharist. And the Eucharist is not just a sign, it's not a symbol, it's not a guy, it just represents Jesus. No, my friends, it actually is Jesus' body. It's His blood, it's His soul, it's His divinity, which He gives to us. He pours out His love for us, and tonight we're going to celebrate that sign of His love, which is actually His body, blood, soul, and divinity. So when we celebrate tonight, we're celebrating the signs and the symbols of our faith, the signs and the symbols that our God holds us in His hand, that our God loves us, that our God helps us on our way. Let's go ahead and put this away for a minute. And then I have a few words that I'd like to say for our Spanish brothers and sisters, our Spanish speaking. You guys can have a seat. Hoy celebramos la noche más santísima de noches, en la noche en que nuestro Señor nos da el regalo de la Eucaristía. Pero primero se humilla y lava los pies de los discípulos. Él hace esto como un símbolo que Él ha venido a servir a todos. Lava los pies para llamarnos a una vida de servicio y nos pide que lavamos los pies los unos a los otros como actos de servicio. Es un hermoso símbolo que muestra su gran amor por nosotros. También tenemos el símbolo de su amor que Él nos da en la Eucaristía. Esta noche Es la noche en que celebramos este maravilloso acto del amor de Cristo. Antes de morir, nos dio la Eucaristía como ese símbolo de su amor. Y la Eucaristía no es un signo o símbolo, pero su propio cuerpo, sangre, alma y divinidad. Esta noche, durante las oraciones eucarísticas, rezamos un par de oraciones que no decimos en ninguna otra época de año. Dentro de poco voy a rezar, reunidos en comunión con toda la iglesia para celebrar el día santo en que nuestro Señor Jesucristo fue entregado por nosotros. Esta es una noche muy sagrada porque Jesús nos dio el sacrificio más grande que Él podía dar, su propia vida. Él nos deja la Eucaristía, que significa que Él estará siempre con nosotros. También se nos recuerda lo sagrado que es esta noche porque Jesús tomó el pan y el vino en esta misma noche. Al rezar, juntos pedimos al Señor que nos ayude a comprender verdaderamente lo hermoso y poderoso que es esta noche. My friends, we gather together to begin this Easter Triduum. And the word Triduum actually means 3 days. So we're celebrating the highest 3 days of our year. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. That's right, the highest 3 days. Any of you guys Big Ten or Big 12 fans, maybe you can explain that to me if you don't even have that number of teams in your conferences. But it makes us ask the question, how is that the highest 3 days, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday? It's because, my friends, we are following the tradition of our Jewish brothers and sisters who begin their day at sundown. The first day begins tonight at sundown on Holy Thursday, goes through tomorrow where we celebrate the veneration of the cross and the passion of our Lord. The first day will end at sundown on Good Friday. The second day begins at sundown on Good Friday and goes until sundown on Holy Saturday. And on that third day begins with sundown on Holy Saturday, where we celebrate the Easter Vigil, when the light of Christ comes into our darkness, dispels sin and death forever. And it continues on to the resurrection of the Lord on Sunday. And we celebrate with great faith as a community. So that's why we have these highest 3 days of the year, because we celebrate and enter into the mysteries that our Lord has won for us. Earlier today, Pope Francis spoke of our call as Christians. He spoke of our need to follow the command of Christ in our lives. And this morning in Rome, Pope Francis and all of the priests of Rome gathered together for the Chrism Mass, where they blessed the oils that are going to be used throughout the year. We did that here in our archdiocese on Tuesday night at the Co-Cathedral, where we gathered with several hundred priests and the people faithful gathered throughout the archdiocese to bless those oils. And what Pope Francis told us is that we are a people of the oil, a people of the anointed. The anointed one is Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us. And what Pope Francis is calling us as the faithful is to be people of sanctification, to be people of anointing, so that the oils that we received in our baptism, in our confirmation, we bring that out to the world. Pope Francis said, we cannot become rancid by doing nothing. We have to respond. We have to act as people of charity and people of faith. And that's what this sign of the feet washing is. Is that Christ got down on his knees and he washed the feet of his apostles. And he says, as I do to you, I ask you to do to everyone else. The 12 people that will have their feet washed tonight are representative of our parish family. People of different walks of life, different ministries, different ages of our parish family, who's a sign and a symbol of the rest of us that are gathered here. That as they have their feet washed, it's a reminder to us that Christ washes our feet. He is the servant to all, and he calls us to be a servant to all. So the sign and the symbol of the feet washing is a reminder to us of the need that we have in our hearts to share the anointing that we have received, to share the one of the anointed one who has come into our hearts and our lives and bring that to the world. Holy Thursday is a call of service. for each and every one of us that were baptized. We were baptized in the threefold office of priest, of prophet, and king. And we're called to go forth and to act on that call that we received in our hearts, so that the whole world may know of the goodness of Christ's love. As we celebrate together tonight, we ask the Lord to give us the grace and the strength that we need in our hearts to take His presence into the world, to shine that love that He's blessed each of us with, so that we can bring that to the world and show others how good our God is and how important it is to follow the Anointed One.